You're waking up with Sky the intern and Sean Kelly. Orlena Kane is on vacation on Mix 97.
That extension, vacation has just been extended by another week. Joining us from Paris, France this morning with an alleged, I didn't get my PCR test in time. Orlena Kane, good morning. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Good morning. Yeah, the birthday's on Thursday, so thanks for the early birthday. But yeah, happy birthday. I'm in Paris, France still. I was supposed to be home today. And yeah, well, that's what happens when you travel nowadays. There's a lot of uncertainty, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm.
So what the hell happened here? Tell us what happened.
Okay. Well, first of all, I miss you guys and everybody back home. I really miss my home today. It's been an emotional day trying to get everything sorted around, but The short condensed version is the place I went for a PCR test on Friday, did the test, but did not send the text message to me because they did not take down the number right or understand the country code, which is what I found out today when I went back to see them. Mm-hmm. And they also, I found out, because mon compagnon parlait avec vous en français, or parlait français, so they also were whispering to each other that, yeah, they also didn't have the results in time. So at the airport Sunday, waiting for the, they called it an SMS, a text message, waiting, nothing. Air Canada and WestJet with Canadian Airlines, they're like, no, you can't come on, like, without it. That's the government rules, and that's that. And so that was that. So I went back to the laboratory today. They felt really bad. They were so nice. And they've agreed that when I'm ready to and able to fly back, I'll be able to get a free test, and that's been resolved. They felt really bad, and they were really, really nice. So, and I have a friend that works for an airline, so I will be flying back at a later date on a sort of a comp. Otherwise, I'd be paying like $1,000 and up for another ticket.
How's the vacation been? Looks like you're
good.
Looks like you're enjoying doing yoga in front of the Eiffel Tower.
I know. It's a hard day, right? It's like, what's that? An Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
You know, up until the moment I was about to leave, it was amazing. And now my vacation has been extended, yes. Mm-hmm. I still kind of don't feel right today because I'm a little emotional. I'm homesick. I want to miss everybody and want to come home. And now I'm going to be staying here till Saturday. So I'll be back on the morning show on Monday, promise. I will be celebrating my 50th birthday on Thursday in Paris, like I had said I wanted, but just not under these circumstances.
We had a poll from Mixed Nation this morning. Many think that you had designed this type of scenario.
I wouldn't have drank a bottle of champagne Saturday night knowing that my flight was Sunday if I had thought I was staying for another week. Honestly, though, Paris is beautiful. It's amazing. There's so many things to do. I was in Marie Antoinette's garden. I was in King Louis' bedroom. I mean, it's everything and anything you can learn about culture. And they love Canada. They love Canada. They love Canadians. Although our Quebecois French is still foreign to them.
Yeah.
But the best thing to do is there is a PCR testing place at the airports, and when you have a boarding pass, you can go there probably 8 hours before your flight and line up, because just to get in to get a last-minute PCR test would take you anywhere from 3 to 5 hours just to wait in line to get the test. Then you got to wait maybe another, like, 5, 6, 7 hours to get the test. So, yeah. But the good news is, after all of that, my flight was canceled Sunday.
Well, you know, quit whining. I mean, you're in Paris, okay? Quit whining.
I know. I've had a chocolate croissant every single day I've been here. I've had rosé every single day I've been here. But I have also walked 6 to 7 hours every single day I've been here.
Holy.
It's been great. It's been great. It's been wonderful. I miss you all. And don't worry, I'm in good hands, and it's all going to work out. It just was a really horrible 24 hours, I'll tell you that much. Lots of stress and anxiety and tears and just uncertainty. And really, WestJet and Canada, Air Canada on this side, they're like, yeah, they don't care. You don't have the PCR test? They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
sorry. Désolé, they said. Désolé.
Well, we miss you too. I have a question about France.
Okay.
What's the weather like over there?
The weather is exactly like Canada.
Oh, really?
28, some days it was 28, 29. Some days it was 21, 22. Shorts, tank tops. Like, And the way everyone's dressing here, amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Super cool.
Well, listen, enjoy another week.
And Sky, you would love this. They have Scooter Uber, where you can just log on to his Uber scooter, and you can just hop on and hop off, and you leave the scooter. It has, like, a lock code, and there's, like, a whole lineup of them. And you can do that, and one of those mobile tires that you can hop on. Sean could never do that because he would fall completely off.
Yeah.
But the scooter he could do, it's so cool. Uber scooters.
That is cool.
Orlena Kane, one of the most creative people I know, to stretch out her holidays another week.
I know. Sorry. Désolé, Sean. Désolé, Sky.
Au revoir. Have a safe trip. Why don't you call the show later this week? Give us an update.
Yeah, I will. I'll call you on my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was today.
You can sing my birthday. You can sing that Bonafette to me. And you can say happy birthday.
Well, listen, what time is it there now? 2 in the afternoon?
It is 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.